Northwest needs a new home, and they'd like it to be in a downtown performing arts center, but they need to know it's going to be built first. Hans Suhr is president of Theater Northwest, and he joins me now. And a good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
So why are you looking for a new home?
Well, we've been at the location we're currently at for more than 20 years. It's basically a light industrial area, and it's out of the way. But having said that, the landlord we have has been extremely good for us and helpful. We have to make a decision to whether we're going to move to a new location or to stay where we're at and pour some money into upgrading the facilities.
Right. And I know where it is. I've been there. But to most people that have not been there outside of our listening, outside of Prince George, it's kind of a unique location. It's kind of out of the way.
It is. And considering we draw our patrons from as far away as Vanderhoof and Fort St. James for our productions and up to Mackenzie, a lot of times people have difficulty finding it. It's at the Park Hill Center, which is, just sort of, kitty corner, so to speak, from the brewery, but you got to go through a whole bunch of turns and twists to get there.
And when people come in and they first see the location, what do they normally say? What's the common comments?
Well, they thought they were going to a box store.
Really? You're right. I could see that. Interest, obviously, in moving to the proposed downtown Performing Arts Center. What would be the benefits of moving to this space for your group?
Well, I think having a Performing Arts Center would be fantastic for the city. It would be able to accommodate a number of different culture and arts groups in one location. The main benefit would be the centralization of it, the ability to draw walk-in traffic. We don't get much walk-in traffic where we currently are. And with the economy in the situation it is, tourism is on the uprise, and that would be a great draw for tourists.
Now, this has been we've long talked about this for years and years and years. You're looking for kind of a commitment at this point.
Well, we've had some discussions with the Performing Arts Society as well as the city, and we've expressed our views on being a part of the Performing Arts Center, and we fully support it. Would like to be there. However, we've been told by the city that even if they committed today, the timeline would be 5 to 8 years, and that's a long time, and that would require us to consider either upgrading where we're at or finding some place that's.
And we did hear from Albert Kohler, of course, from City Council. He was speaking at Council on Monday night. This is what he had to say.
Theatre Northwest is and should be, as we said, one of the anchor tenants, and there is a letter out there. But I looked at the letter, that the last line says, if there is no indication given that the city wishes to actively press ahead with the project, Theatre Northwest will have no choice but to consider other options for a new home. That's not a diplomatic approach, but Boros, sorry when I say it, just a little bit to blackmail. You go ahead, if not, we do something else. We have to work together in each and every letter and in each and every sentence. There has to be cooperation.
So what do you make of that charge, that you might not be cooperative enough?
Well, I think it's unfortunate that Councillor Kohler hasn't been at any of the meetings we've had with city representatives. Had he been, he would know that that's not a blackmail statement. That's just a statement of the reality of things. A building that's basically built as a warehouse with all of the various drawbacks. We've tried to make it a marketable theater, and it's been pretty good, but things are wearing out, so we have to either upgrade it or move, and that's a decision that the board has to take, but we don't want to make that decision until we find out what's the city going to do.
Right. So you kind of threw some timelines, hearing as long as 5 to 8 years. I mean, how long do you think you could possibly wait, max?
Well, the lease we have expires in the summer of 2017. So we're going to have to make a decision before that time. Either we're going to stay, renew the lease, and pour a bunch of money into upgrades, new wiring, new, other new areas, or see if there's something that's going to accommodate the shift in demographics. Mm-hmm. You know, traditionally, our patrons have been with us for a number of years, and like society, mm-hmm. getting older.
Right.
The newer people are finding they want things that are closer to other amenities, restaurants, bars, places where you can get to easily with public transport and not have to take vehicles.
Right. I understand how you act, obviously, a board decision. What dates should we be paying attention to, do you think? What are the benchmarks here?
Well, March 31, I guess, when the final part of the city budget gets approved.
Mm-hmm.
We've been told so far that there is no money in this coming year's budget for anything to do with the Performing Arts Center, whether it's a study or anything. And we also heard comments at the meeting on Monday, which unfortunately I wasn't able to be there, from a councillor that said not during the term of this council, which means at least two more years. And then if you add another 5 to 8 years on top of that,
right,
you're looking well into the 2025.
Sounds like you're not going to be getting the commitment that you're seeking.
Well, it's a little difficult. We'd love to be part of the Performing Arts Center, but it's one of those things that unfortunately, just doesn't cut it when you've got to face making hard decisions in the real world.
Right. Well, we'll have to leave it there. I thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate
you
that.
Bet. Hans Suhr is president of Theatre Northwest. We also spoke to Marnie Hamagami. She's president of the Prince George Regional Performing Arts Center Society. She said that while Theatre Northwest would be a welcome partner, the Performing Arts Center could still go ahead without the group's involvement.
Theatre Northwest has definitely been identified as a key timeline. However, there are models that run without Theatre Northwest. So it is a possibility. You know, independent of all that, I would certainly like to see this project moving forward in a meaningful way. Now, nobody is under any illusion that this is going to happen with the flick of a switch tomorrow. I think it's a challenge to garner support about something that's so theoretical. It's, it's hard to talk about maybe one day we might build this. Do you support that? It seems a little theoretical. So I think in order to really gauge community support, I think that we need to see a slightly firmer commitment coming from City Hall, and then to really talk to the community. It is such a large issue, and there is a lot of misinformation out there. A lot of people think that money needs to be borrowed. There's concerns about what the subsidy would look like for operational costs. People have questions about what the facility looks like. Of course, all of this is laid out in great detail and clarity in the Dan Adamson report, but who has time to read that?
Marnie Hamagami of the Prince George Regional Performing Arts Center Society.